vote for or against pension. Question number 144. Would you please explain your position relative to the pension issues that are now being presented to the public? Do you think they merit our voting on them? Answer. We are admonished that the cause of God should engross the whole mind, the whole attention. Early Writings, page 118. Consequently, as we cannot conscientiously devote enough time to the study of these political and economic issues and of their ultimate results intelligently to pass judgment upon them, we cannot conscientiously vote either for or against them. For our uninformed voting might work hardship and deprivation upon some, while leading others into the paths of idleness and extravagance. Behold, says the Lord, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pridefulness of bread and abundance of idleness. Ezekiel 16:14-9. In the world of today, both its political and its religious interests are far better served by specialists. Only those who have their whole heart and mind in the temporal things of life, who can devote enough time to the study of the world's economic and political issues, are qualified for participating in such interests. Those who are heart and soul devoted to the world's spiritual needs, which are eternal and of far greater importance, and the temporal concerns of life, that are soon to perish and be forgotten, can no more serve the world in its economic and political needs than can those who have their hearts and minds engrossed in the temporal things serve the world's spiritual needs. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men, and not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. Isaiah 31:1-3. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalm 64:10. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. Isaiah 14:32.